Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. As we're getting near the time of almond hull split, growers should be thinking about irrigation techniques, such as strategic deficit irrigation.
Basically, what is meant by that is different from another term sometimes floating around called proportional deficit irrigation. And so the difference is with strategic, what we try to consider is how the almond tree and crop grow and develop. And then we think about, are there times that we could withhold water, maybe impose a little crop stress on the crop, our specific stages of tree growth or nut development, save some water but have a little impact on the crop.
UC Irrigation and Water Resources Advisor Alan Fulton explains why this type of irrigation can be beneficial.
One phase of the nut development that is, relatively speaking, less sensitive to water deficit, and that is from hull split, which occurs, depending on the variety, somewhere late June, early July, occurs over about a three-week window prior to harvest. And we've learned that we can do mild or modest levels of deficit irrigation in that stage of growth and development, save some water, and not have too much impact on production or the quality of the nut.
Strategic deficit irrigation can also be part of a grower's drought plan.
In our experiences, during that 3-4 week window, kind of depends on the season and the variety, we experienced that we could cut back just about 35% in our applied water in that window, which is significant during the month of July when there may be a lot of water demand across the farm. It might create some added flexibility to get limited water around during the drought. Overall for the season, it adds up to, in our experience, something like a 15% water savings, something on the order of 0.4 of an acre foot per acre.
The Almond Board has more on hull split strategic deficit irrigation on its website. We've put a link on ours. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.